This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connell on vacation. Ed broadcasting live from Baltimore. I'm in Seattle, and joining Ed there in Baltimore is my man Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. One of the most important things for the Baltimore Ravens is for this entire season is to basically keep things open. The pass rusher, the offensive line, all of those things are important. What are they doing? What does this offensive line look like, Ken, as we get ready for the 2025 season?
Well, a lot of it hinges on Ronnie Stanley, of course. He's back at left tackle. Hopefully will be at least as good as he was last year when he took a step forward from 23 and was healthy the whole year. But the Ravens had great continuity on the offensive line last year. With the exception of the early loss of Voorhees, they had basically the same starting lineup in there once McCary got to left guard for pretty much the whole season. And the best, by the way, continuity of any offensive line in the whole NFL. Very underrated reason why they did well offensively. You don't normally think of the offensive line. It's a skill position players, it's Jackson, but the offensive line had a good year. They'll be hard pressed to do as well this year. Linderbaum hopefully can have a small rebound from a down year as a pass blocker. I think Rosengarten could take a step forward. I think Fa'alele is probably the biggest opportunity for improvement this year in terms of a guy who could take a step forward. And then the left guard position is open again. No McCary, and it may be Voorhees, or it may be Ben Cleveland, or it may be Emory Jones once he gets up to speed again and is on the field.
Well, speak a bit about Emory Jones. I mean, what's your assessment of him? Because left guard is a position of it's a position of need, I would think. You don't really, it's the only one that's not set. What do you think of him?
He's got a shoulder problem right now. He's not practicing, so we haven't really seen him yet. He's out there on the field. And he's shadowing the activity. Mm-hmm. Juan Castillo was at practice the other day. I don't know if he's part of the coaching for the summer or what is exactly his relationship is to the Ravens, but Emory Jones was standing next to him for a good bit of practice, so that was interesting to see that there might be some information being soaked up there. But I think he clearly wants to be on the field, and he can't be there. It's probably frustrating to him. But it could be a while before he plays. And, the first thing is get your shoulder right. And the second thing is get fit again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to have, create any violence or a punch if you have your shoulders already, because that's where it's coming from. So that's a big detriment to him. He's got good size, though. I don't know. They joined the concern. Their offensive line is pretty good. So overall, but it all hinges on Stanley.
Yeah. Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore, joins us. Ken, we talked about a little bit earlier the Ravens over the weekend. They cleared up some cap space, and now overall the cap is not looking that bad for the Baltimore Ravens. They're sitting at $18 million, I think, in free space. Any idea, any speculation from you on what you think they might do with that space?
No. The team has so many opportunities now to sign somebody long term. Most of those deals actually create cap space in year one, or they use just a little bit of it. But Travis Jones, Hamilton or Linderbaum, if they want to get that signing done. A lot of those deals that they would make would have a positive cap impact in the first year. So I Jalen Ramsey, I've heard his name tossed around there. I don't see that as a reasonable alternative for the Ravens. I don't think they should go that way. Frankly, if there was a way to keep that money there for the injuries that happened during the regular season, those are cost between $5 and $6 million usually, then they'd have $10 million left over. I'd love for them to roll that money in the next year.
Give me your reasons for not liking Ramsey, because I looked at his numbers right now. He hasn't dropped off statistically. He's got a lot of years in the league, mm-hmm. but his stats are pretty much the same. And if they talk about him somewhat being linked to the possibility with the Ravens, but moving to safety now, which we've seen guys like Woodson do and Barber do and players like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best potential use for a player like Ramsey, probably good ball skills. Humphrey could do that too, and they could move Ramsey to corner potentially, mm-hmm. if he's got a little left there. But it shows you if the Ravens' real need is at safety, let's go get a safety because it's a lot cheaper position to fill. I whatever way they decide to go with, I hope they go with a multi-year solution. Ramsey, I don't know what he's got left on his contract, but I know this year is expensive at least. And presumably any remaining years would be market value years. So, I mean, we talked just in a production meeting here. You'll never hear me get too excited about a free agent because they're all market value signings. And the Ravens have had some good ones over the years. They've won some, and they've certainly lost some in terms of their last two safeties they brought in. It's their market value deals. They're very high risk when you do them.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I want to go back to that. You said, you're looking at the economics overall of it. And one of the reasons that I liked it is the Ramsey thing is because I think the team is in a win now mode. You, however, think whatever moves they make should also be good financially moving forward, not just for that 1 year.
Yeah, I'm in a win for the next 5 years mode. How about that? I mean, it's just this team is a very good team, and if they sacrifice 1 year for the next, and then injuries hit, it's gonna suck. And that's teams have done okay with that sometimes. Certainly the Rams did really good trading away their future in terms of all those number one draft picks to have some success. The George Allen Redskins of the 70s. They had some success, but they never won a Super Bowl with it. And I'm afraid that's what might happen to the Ravens if they sacrifice a lot of future year equity for 2025.
One of the things I was talking about, I was pretty excited, talked about it with Rob earlier, I guess, was about Green, picked up as an edge rusher in the draft. But somehow the Ravens, they were at the top of the sack leaders every year, but they don't have a real marquee pass rusher, I think, since Suggs, really. Van Noy's had a rebirth. I don't know if he went to Lourdes or something and got healed, but he's been remarkable. But how do you think Green is going to do his first season? And do we have anybody that can exert pressure up the middle? Because we've had that in recent years.
Yeah, well, Travis Jones is the guy, and the pass rush runs through him in a lot of ways. Nobody realizes that, but he's the guy who commands that double team on the inside. And the Ravens, when they've had a successful pass rush and gotten good pressure, generally have had a guy like him or Nada or Sam Adams or Trevor Price who would command that double team inside. Those are the assets, but Matabike will provide that. He's dependent on Jones. That's why almost every single snap that Jones is on the field, Matabike is out there as well. It's a pairing they use on pass rush downs, and it's really the heart and soul of the Ravens pass rush. And the edge rushers, they weren't great, and they had to preserve them last year, but they still put up good sack numbers in Van Noy, and that not great is not fair to Owe or to Van Noy when they have 10 sack
that's
years.
Double digit though, yeah.
I mean. But Owe actually, his pressure rate actually dropped off a little bit last year. He looks, by the way, that's one of the big no's of camp is he gained 20 pounds. He looks huge.
I said
huge.
This too. And one of the things I've with him, my issue was, it just brought back flashbacks of Suggs. I mean, Suggs was awesome. However, there was that 1 year he ended up getting fat in the off season, came back heavier. Had a terrible season for him. And I don't want to see that happen again because I thought the 20 pounds gain here, no one could criticize your ability against the run. And one of the things they really needed to do was be better getting off offensive tackles. And I don't think that's going to be helpful. I really don't. So I'm concerned about that too.
Yeah, he's. I think he's did it to improve the bull rush a little bit. But Owe's biggest holdback as a pass rusher is ability to get off the ball.
Yeah,
and at something.
I said this to Rob. Yeah. You know, I've seen him in games and in drills. You know, at the castle. He puts on a spin move and ends up in the same position he started in, which is not the purpose. I'm not kidding. I've seen him spin and be exactly where he was standing. That's not how it works, man. And that's what he needs help with that, not with the bull rush. But anyway, because you mentioned you see him come back like that. I was standing next to Mike Preston when Paul Kruger came back, had that big year. Mm-hmm. We're standing next to each other. First thing out of Preston's mouth, he goes, he's been in the weight room. Because you could see with your eye, he looked physically different mm-hmm. that year and had a great year. So it matters how you come into camp.
Other guy that came in big this year, by the way, sorry, Rob, is Trenton Simpson. Looks absolutely enormous right now.
Really?
Yeah.
In a good way, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Oh, thanks. OTA notes this week, Ravens have 3 practices that are open anyway to the media, and the expectation series is still continuing most of the way until training camp. Please take a look for that.
Thank you very much. Let's talk to you next week, man.
Take it easy.
All right, 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissions Baltimore at 8:30. But there's like a new trend going on in the National Football League, and we saw it happen yet again yesterday. We'll talk about it up next on the Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. So yesterday, center Frank Ragnow for the Detroit Lions retired at the age of 29. And we're seeing this more and more in the National Football League. Sony Michel retired before the age of 30. Was it Justin Jackson for the Chargers, retired at 27? This seems to be a trend now going on. Rob Gronkowski originally retired before 30. He eventually came back to play with Tom Brady. Andrew Luck did it as well. We're seeing this more and more in the NFL.
No, you've definitely seen it more. I think guys are just getting smarter about their health. I mean, the money's better. So a lot of these guys are making money. You got like Ragnow's a perennial Pro Bowler. But he's made his money. And I think they're realizing that health is very important. There's nothing more important than your health. And the longer you play in the NFL, the more you risk it, especially for offensive line. It's like they say, having a car crash every play. You know, that's the kind of, collisions they have. You know, and when you're, in your 50s and 60s, you still want to be able to walk and have your wits about you and all that. Yeah. So money's not everything, man.
You're smart, man. But if you're smart, man, you get that first – I'm not talking about the draft contract, which is good too.
Mm-hmm.
But you play that next contract, that's money for the rest of your life. If you do well, invest, and do some good things with it, you'll never need to work again.
Yeah. Right, that's true. You never need to work again. If you're just – if you're smart with your money. You'll have, at least you have an income coming in every month. You just, but not to say that, but yes. You invest your money, you have a monthly check that comes in, and you're fine.
Yeah, I think, how do fans perceive this, though? You think fans feel cheated when these guys come and leave quickly, or are they more fans like you and I understand, hey, man, that's life. I mean, life is more important.
I think the fan has a brain. They can realize it's just human beings who play football, and they have families and their own issues, and they're allowed to make decisions for themselves. So, I mean, I never get offended. I'm sad to see them go. I was a huge Barry Sanders fan. Just not happy to see him go, when he left early. He left way early. He was still, incredible. But he decided it was time. That's it. It was time.
Yeah, I was sad to see. Calvin Johnson was somebody.
Calvin Johnson was another one from the Lions. Yep.
His season began when he was 29, although he retired at 30. I hate to see. I love Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson, listen, I'm not saying he's the best Lions. I don't want anybody else to say that because I know about Barry Sanders. Calvin Johnson is my favorite Lions player of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go list your favorite player from each team of all time, I guess Emmitt Smith would be my favorite Cowboy. Calvin Johnson, my favorite Lion. He's definitely my favorite. I love to watch him play.
We should do that tomorrow.
Let's do it.
That's a good I like that topic. Yeah. All right. Good.
You talked yourself into it?
I just did, yes.
I do. I love that topic. Yeah. You could do it. You could actually do each. Well, I don't know if I have favorite players of certain NBA teams. Baseball I could do. But certain NBA teams, do I have a favorite Grizzly? No.
Right.
I don't have a favorite Grizzly. Yeah. I don't have that. Ed,
NFL for those of you works, just, though.
Yeah, it does work. For those of you just tuning in, broadcasting live from Seattle, I think I'm thinking about all the Odyssey buildings that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are the only one, and I know we rent it out to other people now, that has our own building. Like, everybody else is in this big office tower on a floor.
Yeah.
I'm on the 14th floor right now of 800 Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, New York is like that, for sure.
Yeah, New York is like that as well. We're the only ones that you walk right in and there's Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful building. This is what they did for me. I told you, for those of you listening yesterday, talking on the phone, it was horrible. The machine just wouldn't cooperate with me. Came here, they got me set up, and I said, it's 6 o'clock there. It's going to be like 3 here. He said, yeah, nobody's going to be here to let you in. Not going to do that. Here's the pass. Here's the key. Good luck.
Yeah.
They have an app. This is the new thing now. There's an app that you put on your phone, and when you get near Wi-Fi, you put your finger on this little key thing by the building.
Mm-hmm.
It picks up your fingerprint, and it opens the door.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. It is absolutely amazing, man. Yeah, an app on your phone.
Yes, I've seen it. Like, storage places have that now.
Really?
Because sometimes they're not manned, yes. And it's pretty amazing with the app, yes.
It says security guard is probably going to be downstairs, most likely. 95% chance. However, that 5% chance you get screwed. Here, put this app on your phone. They gave me a swipe card once I get up on this 14th floor. It's perfect, man. And as usual, there's no one else in the building. We're used to that.
Yeah, we are used to that, yes.
There's no one else in the
building. You know, it's funny. I've come to like that, actually.
I do, too. I said to someone asked me, it may have been Scott, about the camaraderie of the morning shows in that building. He said he doesn't see that much camaraderie for any other shift. I said, you got to understand something. For the most of time our show, maybe first three hours of our show, there's no one in the building. It's just us. So we go from studio to studio just messing with one another. So I think that's where the camaraderie comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Nobody else does that because the buildings are pretty, well, I don't know if they're ever crowded, but more people are around in the buildings except for Fridays. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending at 9:15, but on the other side, Commish, it's all you, Baltimore.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the greatest show ever on American television because this is, what year is this, Joe? It's like, this is like their anniversary of the launch of The Wire.
That's 23 years.
23 years. And I just want to talk about that, how I came to be a cast member of the show, the characters on, some of the inside stories. I think people are going to like this.
Commissions Baltimore up next on The Fan. It's time for Commissions Baltimore. What you got, Commission?
I'm going to talk about The Wire's 23rd anniversary. It was written in 2000. And then it's funny because they've had 5 seasons, but they weren't consecutive because they kept trying to cancel it. But the show that was never, ever popular with viewers became a cult classic because it was such a good show. And the critics loved it for a lot of reasons. Never won any awards. I'll get to why I think that happened later on. But I just happened to look up the top 100, the top best shows ever on American television. And there's a bunch of them. Rolling Stone had a list, and this IGN has a list. But I'll give it a top 10 on this one. There's a dozen different platforms for this. Number 10 on this is Seinfeld. So listen to the quality of the show. Some great, iconic shows. Seinfeld, number 10. The Simpsons, number 9. Lost, number 8. Mad Men, number 7. I Love Lucy, number 6. Star Trek, the original, 5. Breaking Bad, 4. Yep. The Twilight Zone, the original. You know, the one from the 50s and 60s. Number 3. The Sopranos, number 2. Number 1, The Wire. The Wire. Debuted in 2002. The finale is 2008. But this is, it looks like a traditional police drama when you see it. But it really was an examination of, urban America, troubled cities, specifically Baltimore, obviously. It could have been a lot of cities, but it was specifically Baltimore because it was written by a former Baltimore, journalist from The Sun, David Simon, Dennis Lahan, Richard Price. Great authors, and of course, Ed Burns was a police officer and then teacher in the city. But it becomes this incredible classic now that's been re-released and it's seen around the world. I told you I was in a bar in London filming Jack the Ripper. Someone recognized me from that. I have a bit part in this. Came over and recognized me, and it was really popular in England. It's that well written. It's like it was just such a talented cast that were not known then, if you think about it. Michael Williams played Omar. I've never heard of him before that. Ended up being an incredible actor. Sadly, obviously, he passed a few years ago. Dominic West, done a ton of movies. 300, Chicago. You'll see Dominic
Idris Elba is probably the biggest star to come out of there.
And I was getting it. Idris Elba now is probably the biggest star. Wendell Pierce may be in more thing, but Idris is like a household name, mostly because women love him. Incredible. Incredible actors who all took careers took off after this show. The writing was amazing. It's just the best police drama I've ever seen. And what I like about it the best, it humanizes both the police and the drug dealers, where no one is just, out and out scumbags. There's some flawed people. There's some good people. There's people who just try to do their job. Some people, selling drugs out of necessity. Police officers that, just toil in futility every day because this thing never ends, this alleged war on drugs. And I think they have the best ending of any of these iconic shows. Because Sopranos, I never liked the ending. But The Wire, it just ends where everybody, or if all the people that died during the series, all the violence, all the heartache, all the misery and violence, nothing changed. You see the cops still doing their job, the drug deal still slinging. I thought that was the best illustration of what goes on in urban America. But quickly, how I got this the job. David Simon invites me to lunch when I was police commissioner. We go to Soda Sopra, one of my favorite places in Baltimore, outstanding restaurant. And he's just telling me about the series, and he's going to, you know, have the series about the Baltimore PD and et cetera. It's going to be very critical. He's like, oh, okay, is the commissioner going to be black? He said, no. I said, a woman, maybe? He goes, no, it's a white guy, because he hated my predecessor. He hated Tom Frazier. And I said, oh, that's great, but everybody's going to think it's me. And he wrote the introduction to my book, and he said, you know, he's just basically, you know, bored. It was just a polite curtain raiser to me to tell me he's going to crap on the police department. Then I told him about a warrant I had in 1989 in Baltimore from a hitman in New York. We did a search warrant here. That was the place I told you before. The guy had, you know, big lady porn up to his knees, just enormously heavy women porn and serial killer books. And this David saying, he goes, Melvin Proctor. I go, yeah, that was him. He goes, I was there. I found the gun. I was like, he was shadowing the homicide squad for the book Homicide and was on the search warrant. So immediately changed his interest. And now he's interested in talking to me, and we became friendly. The next day he invites me, says, you want to do a cameo to take the wind out of the criticism? Because you'll be in there criticizing the commissioner. I was like, sure. I did it in season one. I come off the set. He's like, you're not bad. You want to do it again? So I ended up in 22 episodes over 5 seasons. And he kept me employed. And, you know, and of course, my, you know, friend turned nemesis, Martin O'Malley, tried to get me fired from The Wire. Trying to get me fired from this job twice, called corporate, called Bob Phillips. Everybody said no, go pound sand. He calls David Simon. He says, he shouldn't be working in this town. Simon's answer was classic. He told O'Malley, he said, if I fired every actor who had problems, I'd do the show with hand puppets. So he stays. And I stayed for 5 seasons, and I owe him a debt of gratitude because he kept me employed when I was unemployed, when the world caved in on me. So I will never say a bad word about David Simon. And some inside stories. First of all, based on real events. Because the way they took me down with the mortgage letter, they did that in the series with someone else. They did it with a state delegate, if you remember. They asked me how the feds, you know, trapped me with the mortgage letter, how they, you know, basically railroaded me. And they put it in the series. There's real characters in the series. A lot of people make camp. Governor Ehrlich was in the series. Reporters from The Sun were in the series. Drug dealers were in the series. I think Little Melvin was in there. So you had all, you know, Baltimore, iconic members of the Baltimore community in the series, which I thought was incredible. A lot of inside jokes. There was one, when I went to the state police, there was a lot of controversy when I left to go from BPD to MSP. Season 2, we're in the Senator Theater watching a screening. I'm not even in the scene. Phone rings in Homicide. Someone answers, says, Norris, state police, line 2. The whole place erupts in laughter. I don't know how people like in Cleveland and San Diego get that joke, because they won't. But Baltimore got it because it was all going on here at the time. With, you know, everyone was, it was very critical change in my career there. But then there's things like, you know, Dominic West, who I became great friends with. All these guys were great. But, you know, the scene where we have the mock funeral, he's lying on the pool table. We're filming it in the sidebar downtown. He sticks a banana in his pants. I was like, Dom, what are you doing? He goes, I just, you know, it's going to be on film. Because I went, you know, ladies think I'm hung. I said, yeah, except the second one of you get you naked, they go, no, that's not it. He goes, yeah, that's one woman. He goes, millions of others will think I am. He goes, that's what I'm shooting for. So it was fun to have like little inside, you know, just human interactions with these guys. And also the fact that most of these guys were British. Idris is British. Dominic's British. The guy who played Carchetti is Irish. So you had a lot of British and Irish actors in the show, and yet they all do, you know, they put on American accents. I said, well, if you're going to do, you know, an American accent, why do that flat, can't figure out where you're from accent? Why not do the Baltimore accent? It's really distinctive. Simon told me they tested it with audiences, and the audiences thought the actors were handicapped and didn't want to laugh at it because they thought it was, you know, that's how they viewed the accent outside the city. So that's why there's no Baltimore accent in The Wire. I'm dead serious. Yeah. So I just want to say congratulations to Simon. And you can look it up. And I'm still shocked there's people live in a city that have not seen The Wire. I mean, you could be from out of town. You need to watch it. need to take a weekend and binge watch it. It's an amazing television show, ranked number one by most people, you know, most critics. Just look it up. It's usually between The Wire and The Sopranos. It's The Fight for One and Two. So you should check it out. If you live here, learn about the city. It's just so well done. It's so well done. And you'll recognize everybody in the cast. You'll recognize now from movies you've seen, even though it's 23 years old now. So please check it out.
There you go. Commissions Baltimore, 410-583-1057 is the number. What's trending at 9:15, but on the other side, Olds versus Mariners preview. Olds open up this series with the AL West leaders tonight. What are your expectations? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Man. 8:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles haven't played a lot of tough opponents lately. And right now they play the number one team, the first place team in the AL West. That's the Seattle Mariners. The team can pitch very well, very well. You know, George Kirby, you know, people talked about him earlier this morning, his ERA of 11. Small sample size. George Kirby's a bad man. And he's a guy that is very capable of going out tonight and throwing shutout innings.
Their fifth starter's pitching well.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, this is like a good baseball team. Yeah. I mean, as far as pitching is concerned.
Yeah.
So it's a series that I am concerned about, not only because they're a good team, but because they have really good pitching. I know Chicago White Sox had good pitching too, but they are the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the same. So it's just like, I'm with you. Good pitching. But I think the Mariners have better pitching, and it's just a better baseball team, obviously.
Yeah, they are. Orioles have won 6 out of 8, so they're playing better baseball. Six out of the last 10, actually, according to the standings on ESPN.com. Do you feel better about this team right now?
Yeah,
positive.
I do. I mean,
why?
You know, because it's like I don't think the team is nearly as bad as, they've looked. I just don't. You know, it's just there's a better baseball team than their record indicates, I believe. I can't understand why everyone is taking a dump at the same time. Injuries have decimated the team. It's not just the pitching. The pitching staff is one thing, which is terrible. You lose three starters from your five-man rotation. I mean, you know, how many teams can survive that? Then you lose your third baseman. You lose your first baseman. You lose your center fielder. The list goes on and on. You lost one of your relievers. You lose Kittredge for a while. They've been decimated. So I don't think it's fair to just say this team sucks without being, honest with yourself and say, it's not the same team that you fielded last year, basically. So, and they've seen them come back a little bit, like Charlie Morton having some, good outings. The last one was real good. Definitely makes you feel better.
You know, there aren't many questions that I don't have an answer to. And somebody asked me a couple of days ago, they asked me, do you feel better about the team? Same thing I asked you. I said, yeah, I do. He said, why? And I didn't know. Well, that's kind of why I ask you, because I think, hopefully maybe he can give me a reason, because I feel better about this team, but I don't know why. The past 2 weeks, I've seen some things in this team. Number one, I think sometimes when in an organization, when you get rid of someone who is a favorite of other people in the organization, it gets people's attention. It does.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. I think they got the players' attention with getting rid of Brandon Hyde. I don't think Brandon Hyde was the problem, but I think getting rid of him could have gotten some people's attention. I do. I think sometimes you take some things for granted. And what I've seen out of this team, the double steals, the triple that Heston Kjerstad. Kjerstad took the other day. You're just seeing some things from this team, the way they're trying. It looks to me like they're trying to shake themselves out of it. It's almost like we're aware of it. We're sluggish. We're down right now. We're trying to shake ourselves out of it. And I think also being during the home games, being so close to the dugout and hearing their communication, something that to me, Ed, you see in Little League or college baseball, when you see players who aren't in the lineup come out of the dugout onto the grass to greet players coming off from defense.
Yes.
You don't see that in the majors, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw guys who weren't even in the lineup. You know, the days of Mateo wasn't in the lineup. He's up on the dugout step in the grass, high-fiving people. His exchange with Gunnar Henderson. Laureano, who's on the IL but in the dugout, on the grass waiting for people to come in. In the dugout, throwing his hands up, telling these guys to get loud. You don't see things like that in Major League Baseball, and I feel like they are trying their best to force their way out of this.
To force you out of the doldrums,
funk.
The funk.
Yeah. I just feel like it's almost like we're aware of it. We know what's going on. Let's get out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope they do. I think they were trying a lot, and this I think that led to pressing and a lot of bad baseball because they were trying too hard to get out of the mess they were in, which it happens, and that's understandable too. I mean, I can definitely forgive that. I'd rather you press than not try. And we've seen teams like, well, the season's done, so I'm not running out this ground ball. I'm going to half-ass it to dive for a ball in the outfield. Things like that. They haven't
done
that.
It's easier to dial it back than to light a fire.
Yes, yeah. So we haven't seen that, which makes me happy.
Jim Palmer often talks about something that Mike Flanagan used to say all the time to the guys in the clubhouse. Try easy.
Yes.
Try easy. Mm-hmm. Try too hard. Try easy. And that's what hitting. You go up there, Ed, you've hit before. You go up there and swing for the fences. Chances are you're not hitting anything.
Nope.
But if you stay focused and swing through it, the ball jumps off your bat. Sometimes you can try a little bit too hard, and it is. I'm hoping that these guys on this trip aren't going to the stadium as early as they've been going sometimes in the past. I'm hoping they go a little later, man. Chill out. It's the ballpark will be there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be there. Maybe the fact that they had a day off yesterday, maybe they go a little early today. But tomorrow, maybe not go 6 hours before the game. Just slow it down a little bit. But one thing you cannot accuse these guys of is not caring. You can never accuse them of not caring. Trust me. Brian McFarland joins us at 9:30. Ravens got some cap space. We'll see what they plan to do with it or what can they do with it. But on the other side, is now the moment Colton Cowser saves the day? Should we temper our expectations from his return? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.